USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Churches across the country are bracing for protests from pro-abortionists on Mother's Day. This as protests took place across the country on Saturday after a Supreme Court leak shows that the High Court is thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has allowed American women to get abortions for almost half a century. Regarding what the illegally leaked opinion means, Chris Scalia, son of late Justice Antonin Scalia, reminds everyone.
Overturning Roe does not mean banning abortion across America, as many people seem to believe. It means that people actually get to vote on the issue, which is how it should be.
President Biden joining other G7 leaders taking part in a virtual summit on Sunday. The White House saying the group of leaders will demonstrate Western unity against Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Americans are opening up their wallets to celebrate mom.
The National Retail Federation says we'll spend close to $32 billion for Mother's Day this year. That's more than $3.5 billion higher than last year. Retail expert Marshall Cohen told CBS News that inflation has changed the dynamic to the point that some people will have sticker shock.
You should expect to see a slight increase. You know, throughout the pandemic, we had already had increases in the flower business. Absolutely, don't be surprised when you go in and you go to get some flowers, you're going to see some higher prices.
There is also an uptick in meal prices, flowers, cards, and jewelry. Consumers are expected to spend a record average of $245 each. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A long-shot horse is waking up Sunday as this year's winner of the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike had odds of 80-1 heading into the race at Churchill Downs in Louisville on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
At least 32 people are dead after a massive explosion at a hotel in Havana, Cuba. The Cuban presidential office saying 64 people are being hospitalized for injuries and 19 are still missing after Friday's blast, and that rescue efforts are ongoing. Officials say the explosion at the historic Hotel Saratoga appears to have been triggered by a gas leak. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs, it's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing and what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
While certain Medicare and Social Security trust funds are on track to be depleted by 2034, there's still enough tax revenue to continue paying most benefits for decades beyond that. In sports news, the Milwaukee Bucks have a 2-1 lead in their second-round series with the Boston Celtics. The Bucks winning 103-101 Saturday against Boston in Game 3. And the green flag drops just after 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.